What's up? This is Edgardian with Notepad Knowledge, the series. I think episode 6, I believe. But I'm going to be talking a little bit about my notepad and what I have written down for you today. This is back in Wednesday, December 20, 2017. I have it dated right here. This is the first page of this notepad. So basically it says, when going live, speak about now. You know, it's not bad to be multitasked person, and how being able to do multiple things in life is not bad, but it's actually good. Now, I spoke about this, I believe, in one of my episodes where I talk about, I think it's called, the episode on here is called, you're a tool, use it, or like you're a toolbox. Well, basically it's kind of like that, being able to be multitasking. Some people say like you try to catch two rabbits, and or like title of it says a lot, like you try to catch two rabbits but you end up catching none because you're going for two things at once. Well, this is, I kind of disagree with that, because you can, like, say for example, I'm sitting at my desk right now and I'm on Shopify. You know, I can run an ad on Shopify for a month and then let that ad run and then be able to do something else, you know. So like, it just depends on like how you use it, how you use your tools. So it's not actually bad, but it could be actually really good. You know, the average millionaire has 5 streams of income. You hear this a lot. You know, a person who has millions of dollars, like, they don't just have $1 million on one thing. It's like saying like you're gonna be a millionaire at a 9-to-5 job. Like, if you stick to that 9-to-5 job, you're basically not. You're gonna be living paycheck to paycheck, and you know, and so forth. So it's actually a really good thing. Here's another page. I just flipped it. I believe it's still the same day. So it says, what makes you comfortable can ruin you. What makes you uncomfortable can build you. Now, I wrote this back in 2017, December 20th, and it just makes sense, you know, being comfortable in a comfortable situation. Like, I've seen a lot of friends growing up, like, right now, they're so comfortable, they're doing drugs and just chilling, you know. They're so comfortable, and they're just, like, I wouldn't say happy where they're at, but, you know, they're not willing to, like, they want $1 million body, they want $1 million car, they want $1 million house, but they need to make $1 million decisions, they need to make $1 million moves, but they're comfortable where they're at, being broke, because they're scared to get out of that comfort zone. And I understand that. I was there, and shit, it's hard, you know. Like, even though I'm in a nice place right now, and I'm sitting in a nice chair, and I have a nice desk, and I have, you know, an iMac computer, and it's nice, and I have my whole studio set here, and, you know, I'm looking at a nice canvas and stuff like that. Shit. What the fuck? I think that was an earthquake. I am tripping. just like felt that too, because he just like, I just seen it. I just heard his door opened up. Anyways, fuck. I'm gonna hit him up. Yeah, anyways, yeah, just like, I'm not saying be uncomfortable, you know, where you're at, but like, just have a goal to where like, you don't want to settle here. Cause one location to be at, it like gets boring, you know, like it gets boring being in one spot for too long, you know. So just settle for, never settle for less, you know, just like keep moving forward, you know, whatever makes you comfortable. It has to be more like comfortable making this much a month, or comfortable making that much. But yet, you know, you don't want to stay there for too long. Like, yeah, you can be comfortable making $5,000, $10,000 a month. But don't get too comfortable to where it's like, okay, you gotta, you know, like, I'm comfortable here and that's all. Because then your mind and yourself and your family and everybody's gonna, you know, they're gonna run up your money. Like, whatever the hell you want to buy throughout the week or throughout the month, like, trust me, you're gonna run up your money, and like, you're gonna need more money, you know, and you're gonna want to make more moves. So, you know, expand your business. Think like different perspective, you know. Life gives you the best answers, but the truth is that only matters. Well, yeah, life gives you the best answers, but the truth is that only matters. And I'm reading them straight from this. I just turned the page right now. But life gives you the best answers, and some of us are just like very like ignorant, and we like try not to, like, we try to do it ourselves. Like, a lot, like, I remember there's a few things where I didn't want to listen to others. Like, I didn't want to listen to other people because I was like, nah, I know what you're talking about. Like, I know what the hell I'm doing, da 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 da. But then I get stuck and I'm like, fuck, okay, so I should have listened to this guy. Or in other situations, like other scenarios, like say for example, you're at school or you're taking a course or whatever, and like, the teacher's like focusing on a topic that like no one wants to hear, but the truth is like, you're gonna come across this someday, you know, or a roadblock or whatever. And it's like, imagine if you would have just listened to that person that day, you would have saved a lot of time, a lot of money and everything. So the life gives you the answers. Sometimes it's not what you want to hear, but the truth is that's what matters, you know. Like, if it's in your selection, if it's in your niche, if it's in your market, then those answers, they will apply to you in life later on. So I just turned the page. If it hasn't been done, do it, you know. If it hasn't been done, do it. Be creative with it. Anything different is new. So people say, you're different, like, I don't like you, or yeah, that guy's weird, like, I don't, you know, da da da, or that guy's different, I like him, or, you know, whatever. Well, anything that's different is new. So think about that. Anything that is different in life and what you do, that's new. That's a trend. So do it. Just like Nike said, just do it. Next page. So this is for like music stuff. Find a studio artist ASAP. I got a whip. Now I got the connects. Now I will get some money. So that's just something I wrote down. Find a studio artist. Get a whip. Get yourself a transportation. Get yourself some connections. And then get yourself some money. So basically what I wrote down there was, is if you're kind of struggling to find connections and find friends who are like in your area of niche, or a market or someone who like thinks alike or similar to what you think, just go travel somewhere where there's people around. Like, if you want to go and feel blessed, like, you go to a church, you know. If you want to go and play baseball, you go to a baseball park, you know. You want to go and make money, you go to, you know, an entrepreneur convention, you know, and you make some connections there. So, like, if you don't have a car, get yourself a car. Now, go get yourself a freaking ticket to, like, something. If you like music, go to the concert. You're going to find a lot of people that are there because of the music. And then don't fall in love with just the fun, but make some money with it, you know? So I'm going to go ahead and flip the next page. Yeah, this is for filming right here. So find the weirdest spots to film. And that would be unique. Like, the most weirdest spots, like, spots that you think that won't even be, like, good. Like, you can literally be, like, just in the corner with, like, a bunch of plants. You know, like, all these types of, like, plants. And you can be in the corner. And it's a spot, like, it's a spot that people see every day but don't think that it would be a very nice scene. It's just being in... It's just being creative in perspective, you know, like, find the weirdest spots. So, like, for me, I wanted to do a podcast, The King of Random Talks, and I wanted to film, like, every time I would go hiking, like, in a mountain or in the woods or something like that. Just, like, post up, like, behind, like, some bunch of trees or post up behind, like, a waterfall and just, like, set up a table and put up the mic and do a podcast, you know, like, the weirdest spots. And like, you cannot get any more real than the actual thing, you know. You can try to replicate that scenery through a green screen, but the experience won't be the same. So this was a message to me directly, to myself, but it applies to everybody. So it says, find the next author to write about you. So a publisher, an author, whatever the hell you call it. Find someone who can put your life together in a book for you and sell it. You know, one of my goals, one of my big goals is to one day write a book. You know, but a lot of people think that you have to write a book by yourself and do all this by yourself and this and that, this and that. No, find someone. Like, I actually found someone who lives down the street from me, downtown. Yeah, they live downtown, and you know, she's a book writer and a publisher. So how cool was that, you know? And I've always said, I want to write a book, and I want to put all my notes together, you know, like all my notes, and put it in the book and sell the note as knowledge, you know. Like, right now I'm giving you all this knowledge for free, but later in life, like, I'm giving you this knowledge out of my notepads. Imagine what I got in my notebooks, you know, like things I would carry in my bag. This is what I carry with me 24/7. Yeah, you're getting full knowledge, but imagine all the other notes that we still haven't even covered. Like, I want to put them all in a book, you know. So find someone, if that's something that you want to do, like, find a publisher, you know. Get yourself on a book, sell the book, because that's going to be your life, you know. That's going to be your legacy. So that's a good idea. That's something I want to do, definitely. So I wrote this here, same day, 20th of December 2017. The key to success is to expand your mind. No, that is powerful. The key to success is to expand your mind. Get out of the comfort zone. Enter a different perspective in art and music and everything. start a new trend, just get your mind rolling, you know, because the key is to always be the next big thing. And if you can be creative, like an artist paints his own image. An artist paints his own world. He creates the world he lives in. He doesn't allow anybody to create the world for him. And a musician is an artist because he creates the feeling of the music, you know? He creates the picture. He creates the image. He tells you and he shows you, or she or he, whatever, shows you what they're feeling inside through their music. You know, so the key to success is to expand your mind. Alright, so this is a lyric right here. I guess I wrote some lyrics down. It says, started by myself, ended by myself, feeling myself, feeling my health, feeling my wealth, bring me a drink. Bring me some weed, bring me some lean. But I wrote that. Just some lyrics, whatever. Sometimes I like to just kind of expand, you know. So, I think this is gonna be the end of the podcast. 17 minutes and 10 seconds. For at least this one, I'll pick up on my next notes. I probably did like about half the full page, half the whole notepad, probably like almost half the notepad. But I'll pick up, just check out my podcast. I'm gonna try to do, I have on my whiteboard here my reminders, under my reminders, that to make one podcast at least a day, one podcast a day, that's all. Maybe two, maybe three, I don't know, but at least one, because I got a lot of other stuff that I got to do, like work on my goals, stay clean, wash my clothes, exercise, stay focused, play guitar, spend time with my daughter, make music, promote myself, promote my music, stay posting content, juicing all the in every morning, always create designs and products for my accounts online. So, tired too, so I'll talk to you guys on the next one, and then just hit me up, you know, go on Instagram, hit me up, let me know what you think. It's at Guardian. I'm gonna try to link up my King of Random Talks to my to one of my phones, so I can have the account and then be able to be active on there. But hit me up, subscribe to my YouTube channel. I'm posting here a lot more on my podcast, but whatever the hell I had previous before with all, like, because I would record myself on the phone, and you can see my face while I'm speaking, but right here you can't see my face, you can just hear my voice, and it's pretty cool, you know. You plug it in your phone, and you plug it in your car, and you can hear all this knowledge while you're driving somewhere, you know. But check out my YouTube channel. Whatever I do have left over of, like, the video, excuse me, the postings, I'll post it. But subscribe to that and show some support. I'll see you guys.